Hi, I'm Megan Taylor and I'm from Surbiton, and you may remember at the beginning of June I was telling you all about the pros and cons of being pregnant during lockdown and my experience. Well, I've now given birth to my little baby boy in the middle of June, and we actually ended up being in hospital rather than having a home birth just because of some minor complications, but it was okay. I had my head in that space and just thought, I'm going to do whatever happens. I just want my baby here. And I was at Kingston Hospital. Everything was really, really good. And the staff were incredible. Everyone was wearing masks. So you felt pretty comfortable. But partners do have to leave at 10 o'clock at night. And then they come back, I think, at 8 a.m. And you do have to wear masks when you're out and about around the hospital, but you don't have to when you're in your room or your ward. So that's okay. So you don't feel kind of too stifled. I did have, on my due date, I did have an appointment just to kind of like a checkup, which is when I found out I needed to be in hospital for my birth. And I did have to wear a mask for an hour and a half, and it was a boiling hot day. It was really stifling, really hard work. I do not know how the staff manage it for like 12-hour shifts. I have no idea. But I haven't been in hospital since I was a kid with appendicitis, so I don't really have a hospital experience to kind of compare to, but it felt pretty normal. And after speaking to the midwives, I know that they found it really tough being in their masks for that many hours, but otherwise I think it was pretty okay. And the hospital wasn't particularly busy. It was fairly busy, but it wasn't kind of stressful or anything like that. It just felt normal as far as I know. But we were in hospital for 6 days, and I was really, really upset because I was in hospital for 2 days until I actually gave birth. And then once I gave birth, when I was in for the rest of the week, I wasn't allowed any visitors. I had my husband with me, which was an absolute blessing. I couldn't have done it without him there. And I know there's many, pretty much all the hospitals in the UK where husbands aren't allowed to stay in apart from during the actual labour and birth of the baby. As soon as that's been, I think they have to leave. So Kingston is one of the very, very few across the country where you are allowed to keep your husband with you or your partner with you during kind of any complications afterwards, which is incredible. Especially overnight, because I mean, as our firstborn, I had no idea the little amount of sleep that you get. It's unprecedented. I can't believe how little sleep there was. I think we were getting 1 hour a night, and when we were in a ward for the beginning half of our stay, it was like our baby was having a crying match with the other baby in the same ward. So that was hard. So thank goodness my husband was there to help and kind of take it in shifts of who could sleep when. But what was just the most upsetting bit was not being able to have my mum or my dad or my brother or any aunties and uncles and cousins come and visit. And that really, really upset me, because during that first week of having our baby in hospital, he grew quite a lot. It's quite a difference. So they never really got that pristine little newborn baby freshly there. So that was really upsetting. But we were in safe hands, and we got out, and that was fabulous. And that moment when we came back home, I mean, first of all, that moment when you drive home with a newborn, it feels like the most dangerous thing in the world. We spent a good 10 minutes trying to work out how to use the car seat for a start, and then I didn't want my husband to drive over 5 miles an hour, and I just thought everyone was driving really recklessly around us. But once we got home, luckily my parents had been isolated with us for the month, so they were at our house looking after our dog whilst we were in hospital. And when we got home, the house was pristine. They had dinner for us. They had a glass of champagne cooled ready for us. And that was absolutely magical. And I don't know, like, if you're a newborn, even though it's obviously lovely to have that kind of newborn bubble, having my parents around was just the most incredible thing, because they were kind of keeping up the support of kind of keeping the house clean and tidy and looking after our dog and taking our dog for a walk and just keeping our heads sane, and like there was some sort of sense of normality, which was just incredible. So I don't know how people do it without them. But one of the most amazing gifts that we got, because of like obviously not having many people around, one family friend sent us a huge box full of ready-made meals from Cook. And that just made our lives so much easier because you just stick the meal in the oven or in the pan, heat it up, and you are ready to go. And I just think, I mean, Albie, our son, he just seems to think that dinner time is when he's going to be the most awake. So I've not really eaten many warm meals since he's been around, but it's incredible. So if you want to buy anyone a present, I would suggest ready meals in the post. but luckily, shortly after the birth of our son, the government did actually change the rules to allow you to have people in your garden and go out for more activities, which meant that we were able to have visitors to our garden constantly, which has been so lovely, because even though they can't hold the baby, they can have a little look distantly, and that's been really, really nice to kind of show him off a little bit. And I've been out for walks with other kind of new mum friends, and we've gone to Bushy Park, and it's just not felt completely unnormal, but it's still not felt exactly how I imagined and hoped it would be. It's been especially tricky navigating the safety of like where and when we should take our newborn out. And that it's just been the biggest struggle has been not to allow people to hold our baby, because I'd always envisage that exciting time of giving birth and having loads of visitors cooing over my baby and giving my arms a rest to be able to hold him. And apart from my parents, my brother and the midwives or health visitor, no one's actually held our son. So that kind of breaks my heart. And I get really nervous that he won't want anyone to hold him. But actually, he seems pretty easygoing, so we're very lucky with that. But yeah, it's just been absolutely devastating not to allow all my family and friends to hold our baby and just get kind of like have that sniff of the newborn baby. But we have to keep on reminding ourselves that this is a pandemic, and we are doing the right thing. And there will obviously be one day when we can share our joy with cuddles, but he won't be a newborn for them to coo at, but they will be able to have cuddles one day, and I can't wait for that moment.